Welcome to the Rapid Learning audio tutorial on the unit circle and angle measure. Learning objectives. By completing this tutorial, you will learn concepts of the unit circle, radian and degree angle measures, positive and negative angles, complementary and supplementary angles, and arc length and area of sectors. Unit circle and angle measure concept map. The concept map shows how new content relates to previously learned content. The unit circle is used to draw angles in standard position. Angles can be measured using degrees or radians. Degree measures that contain decimals can be rewritten as a combination of minutes and seconds. Radians are used in formulas to find the arc length and the area of a sector. This first section will introduce the unit circle. Definition: Unit circle. The unit circle is a circle centered at the origin of the coordinate plane with radius 1. The equation of the unit circle is x squared plus y squared equals 1. The circumference of the unit circle is 2 pi units. The area of the unit circle is pi square units. Properties of the unit circle. Some properties of the unit circle are: the unit circle is symmetric with respect to the x-axis, the y-axis, and the origin. The ratio of the circumference of any circle radius r to the circumference of the unit circle is r. The ratio of the area of any circle radius r to the area of the unit circle is r squared. Definition: Standard position. An angle theta is in standard position when its initial side is on the positive x-axis and its terminal side is on a radius of a circle. Angle theta is positive if measured in the counterclockwise direction. Angle theta is negative if measured in the clockwise direction. Circular arcs on the unit circle. By rotating a ray through an angle theta in standard position, a circular arc is formed along the circumference from the point 1, 0 to the point P, XY. This next section will present some basic properties and relationships of angles. Definition: Angle. An angle is two rays extending from a single point called the vertex. Positive and negative angles. A positive angle is formed by rotating a ray in the counterclockwise direction. A negative angle is formed by rotating a ray in the clockwise direction. Definition: Complementary angles. Complementary angles are two acute angles that add up to 90 degrees or pi over 2 radians. For example, 20 degrees and 70 degrees are complementary angles. Example: Complementary angles. What angle is the complement of pi over 3? Solution: Find the complementary angle by subtracting pi over 3 from pi over 2. Find a common denominator, 3 pi over 6 minus 2 pi over 6. The complement of pi over 3 is pi over 6. Definition: Supplementary angles. Supplementary angles are two angles that add up to 180 degrees or pi radians. For example, 75 degrees and 105 degrees are supplementary angles. Example: Supplementary angles. What angle is the supplement of 65 degrees? Solution: Find the supplementary angle by subtracting 65 degrees from 180 degrees. The supplement of 65 degrees is 115 degrees. This section will present how to measure angles using degrees and radians. Common angles. There are 6 angles commonly encountered in mathematics. 30 degrees is equivalent to pi over 6 radians. 45 degrees is equivalent to pi over 4 radians. 60 degrees is equivalent to pi over 3 radians. 90 degrees is equivalent to pi over 2 radians. 180 degrees is equivalent to pi radians. And 360 degrees is equivalent to 2 pi radians. Common angles and the unit circle. Angles in standard form can be drawn using the unit circle. The terminal side of the angles measuring 30 degrees, 45 degrees, and 60 degrees lie in quadrant 1. 90 degrees, 180 degrees, and 360 degrees are called quadrant angles because their terminal side lies on an axis. Multiples of the common angles can be used to fill in the remainder of the unit circle. Angles between 0 degrees and 90 degrees lie in quadrant 1. Angles between 90 degrees and 180 degrees lie in quadrant 2. Angles between 180 degrees and 270 degrees lie in quadrant 3. And angles between 270 degrees and 360 degrees lie in quadrant 4. Example: angles and quadrants. Which degree measurement describes an angle with a terminal side that lies in the second quadrant? 50 degrees, 130 degrees, or 210 degrees? Solution: quadrant 2 contains the angles between 90 degrees and 180 degrees. 130 degrees is the only angle measure in that range. The answer is B, 130 degrees. Convert degrees to radians. Use the following formula to convert degrees to radians. Degree measure times pi over 180 degrees equals radian measure. Example: what is the radian equivalent of 20 degrees? Substitute 20 into the formula to get 20 degrees times pi over 180 degrees equals the radian measure. Multiply to get 20 degrees times pi over 180 degrees. Cancel the degree signs and simplify. 20 degrees is equivalent to pi over 9 radians. Convert radians to degrees. Use the following formula to convert radians to degrees. Radian measure times 180 degrees over pi equals degree measure. Example: what is the degree equivalent of 3 pi over 4 radians? Substitute 3 pi over 4 into the formula to get 3 pi over 4 times 180 degrees over pi equals the degree measure. Cancel pi in the numerator and the denominator to get 3 times 180 degrees over 4. Simplify to get 3 pi over 4 radians is equivalent to 135 degrees. This section will discuss how degree measurements involving decimals can be rewritten as a combination of degrees, minutes, and seconds. Convert degrees to minutes. Each degree converts into 60 minutes. Use the following formula to convert degrees to minutes. Minutes equals 60 times degrees. Note, minutes are denoted by a single quote. Example: how many minutes are in 5 degrees? Substitute 5 into the formula to get minutes equals 60 times 5. Simplify to get 5 degrees equals 300 minutes. Convert minutes to degrees. Use the following formula to convert minutes to degrees. Degrees equal minutes over 60. Example, how many degrees are in 120 minutes? Substitute 120 into the formula to get degrees equals 120 over 60. Simplify to get 120 minutes equals 2 degrees. Convert minutes to seconds. Each minute converts into 60 seconds. Use the following formula to convert minutes to seconds. Seconds equals 60 times minutes. Note, seconds are denoted by a double quote. Example, how many seconds are in 8 minutes? Substitute 8 into the formula to get seconds equals 60 times 8. Simplify to get 8 minutes equals 480 seconds. Convert seconds to minutes. Use the following formula to convert seconds to minutes. Minutes equal seconds over 60. Example, how many minutes are in 240 seconds? Substitute 240 into the formula to get minutes equals 240 over 60. Simplify to get 240 seconds equals 4 minutes. Decimals in degrees. A degree measurement involving decimals can be rewritten as a combination of a degree measurement involving an integer and a minute measurement. Example, convert 80.025 degrees into a combination of degrees and minutes. To convert this number from degrees, convert the decimal into minutes. Convert 0.025 degrees into minutes by multiplying 0.025 by 60. 0.025 degrees is equal to 1.5 minutes. Therefore, 80.025 degrees is equivalent to 80 degrees and 1.5 minutes. Decimals in minutes. A minute measurement involving decimals can be rewritten as a combination of a minute measurement involving an integer and a second measurement. Example, convert 1.5 minutes into a combination of minutes and seconds. To convert this number from minutes, convert the decimal part into seconds. Convert 0.5 minutes into seconds by multiplying 0.5 by 60. 0.5 minutes is equal to 30 seconds. Therefore, 1.5 minutes is equivalent to 1 minute and 30 seconds. It then follows that 80.025 degrees equals 80 degrees, 1 minute, and 30 seconds. The final section will introduce the concepts of arcs and sectors of a circle. Arc length. The length of an arc can be found using the formula S equals R times theta. In the formula, S is the arc length, R is the radius of the circle, and theta is the angle in radians. Example, arc length. Find the length of the arc created by a circle of radius 2 and a central angle measuring pi over 6. Solution. Use the arc length formula and let R equal 2 and theta equal pi over 6. Arc length equals 2 times pi over 6. Simplify the equation to get the arc length equals pi over 3. Area of a sector. The area of a sector can be found using the formula A equals 1/2 times R squared times theta. In the formula, A is the area of the sector, R is the radius of the circle, and theta is the angle in radians. Example, area of a sector. Find the area of the sector created from a circle of radius 5 and a central angle measuring 72 degrees. Solution. The area of a sector requires radian measure, so convert 72 degrees to radians. Multiply 72 degrees by pi over 180 degrees to find the equivalent radian measure. Simplify to get 72 degrees equals 2 pi over 5 radians. Find the area of the sector. A equals 1 half times 5 squared times 2 pi over 5. Simplify to get 1 half times 50 pi over 5. Continue simplifying to get the area of the sector is 5 pi. Summary. The unit circle has a radius of 1. Angles in standard position have an initial side on the positive x-axis. Positive angles are measured counterclockwise. Negative angles are measured clockwise. Decimal parts of degree measures can be rewritten as minutes and seconds. The formulas for arc length and area of a sector require angles be in radian form. Congratulations! You have completed the audio tutorial on the unit circle and angle measure. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.